This is the SML Podcast.
I don't care if you keep asking me if we're recording, because I'm just going to keep telling you that I'm not.
Hit the record button.
No.
We're recording.
No.
We're recording.
No, we're not.
We're recording.
Shut up.
What's the green bar mean then? Because that's moving. There's a thing.
That means we're fucking recording.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
And I have a microphone.
We all have microphones.
I know. This is a...
Yeah, I'm Joe, and this is episode 29 because we remembered the number this week.
And we're officially... way more professionally set up than we ever needed to be.
Well, we're more professionally set up than we have been in the past.
Dude, this week, we're fucking professional.
Ish.
Dude, we went from a $200 mic and a $300 recording device to your phone and it sounded better.
We went from a pocket recorder that you use at a college lecture to a cell phone.
And it sounded better.
To microphones, a laptop, a mixer, recording software, fucking mic stands.
And we mellow yellow.
Mic stands.
You're welcome for the majority of it.
We also have mellow yellow.
We've had mellow
yellow. I have sweet tea.
I told you, mellow yellow is awesome.
It's the original smooth.
I have sweet tea.
This episode brought to you by mellow yellow and fleshlights.
And Dark Souls 2.
And Dark Souls 2.
Coming 2014.
Coming.
Oh God, we're already off the rails. Anyway, games. What's been going on with games?
There's been a lot of stuff.
There's been games.
Actually.
Madden came out today. I know how proud and happy you guys are. That game.
Furtber.
I'm honestly really bummed that I didn't get to go to the midnight launch
because they had pizza.
So you hang out with the dude bros.
No, because last year I went to the midnight launch up in Hazleton. I went to the midnight launch for Madden so I could pick up my Guild Wars 2.
No, I was there too. It was one of the funniest nights I had because the dude standing in front of me in line was your typical like...
dude bro?
Yeah, dude bro. Like
super
little,
bro.
No bit taller than me, had the faux super hawk. Dude bro. Like wearing like the tank top and like the camo shorts or whatever. And
why is it the tank top?
He had like a... I was trying to...
Because it's August.
Oh, you're trying to look at me and be like, oh, he's wearing like camo shirts.
He's wearing a Rush shirt.
He's wearing a Rush
camo
shirt.
Camo shorts and a backwards baseball. No, he had like a faux hawk. He looked like a typical college dude.
He had headphones
like,
on.
Bro.
He had a microphone with him.
He had a six-pack of Natty Ice, a GameCube, and a bag of black dildos.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
But no, so, and the kid's like, he keeps looking at me in line. And I'm like, what does this kid want? And he keeps looking at me and he's like, and he just kind of like leans back. He's like, and pulls out his receipt. He's like, and kind of like slaps it. He's like, Madden, man. He's like, no, like I was Madden just a story. He's like, Madden, man. He's like, I can't wait. And he's like, I can't wait to get home and just, and like.
Play football
and win money off my friends in my college dorm by playing Madden.
I had guys asking me what team I was going to pick first.
Yeah, he's like.
My own team.
He's like.
I made a custom team. That you can't be on.
He's like, you know how, he's like, I'm so excited. Like, how could you not be excited for this? He's like, he's like, I bet you're really excited. And I'm like, I literally look down at my Guild Wars receipt and I look up at him. I'm go really excited. and then we scooch up a bit. They had the Black Ops 2 poster like hanging from the ceiling. And he looks up, he goes, Call of Duty, man. He's like, how could you not be excited for that? And I'm like,
I'm not excited.
I heard it's going to be good.
That's because you didn't want to.
I heard
you didn't want to have everybody in line like turn around and be like, "What?
Yeah, right. It was one of those nights where like literally the hardcore nerds met like the hardcore jock
dude bros.
It, like they collided that night.
Well, that happens every once in a while. Isn't that? There was something that was going on. Wasn't there something that was getting released the same night as Diablo 3 when we were outside and we were landing Diablo 2?
I can't remember. There was something else that came out, but I don't remember because we were a little too hyped that night.
We set up a table outside of our local game slop, and we had our laptops, and we were landing Diablo 2.
Wait, is this still Madden night?
This is just Diablo 3 midnight.
Oh, well, before you jump onto that.
Okay.
My Madden night when I was up there, because I was getting the big-ass collector's edition with, like, the giant-ass statue, The one that's over on the shelf that people stare at every time.
So we're going into talking about purchases we regret?
No. No. I'm standing in line and how the guy was like, oh man, what team are you going to play first? Like, I replied Char. And he was the most confused person on the planet right now.
You should have turned around with like big doughy eyes and been like, I can't wait to play as a cat girl.
Well, no, the best part is I was near the front of the line because I was driving from Berwick up to Hazleton. So I wanted to get there early, get my shit, get home and play. So I was there early. I went out. I have this gigantic box. I go out, box above my head. I'm like, I got it! Yeah! And I ran to my car, and all these other guys in line have no idea what the fuck game I just bought.
No.
They're just... All I hear are people behind me like, what the fuck is that guy talking about? What the...
I was up at the Modern...
Is that a console?
I think I was at the Modern Warfare 2 release. 2 or 3. And I found, like, probably 3. Something was coming out that I wanted to be there for.
Something was coming out.
But they had, in their drawer, they had a, what was it? Lord of the Rings Online collector's set, which came with a lot of cool stuff for $10 because it was clearance dad at that point.
Nice.
And I literally walk outside and look at the huge line of people. I'm like, Lord of the Rings Online! My head. And everybody's like, whoa. They started like cheering. They're like, yeah, what?
Wait.
It was very confusing. That's like the third time I've done that now.
The confusion of people is so, so fun to just watch, wash over
don't
their faces.
Don't touch that knob. What are you doing? You're going to break
hey,
it.
Shut up. I don't need these headphones. Everything sounds great.
Turn up my headphones.
I turn them off.
Turn up my headphones.
I want the headphones.
Can I get some more snare in my headphones? I turn them off. I took them off. Because it's starting to press against my head. I don't need them on. It sounds great. I could see all the levels. Fuck y'all.
YOLO.
Toast.
I can't do that. Like,
toast.
Now everybody's like, oh, let's get close to the mic and let's see how this sounds.
Are the levels great. Still good?
No, Tim, don't be that close.
They're huge.
They're huge?
Yeah, they're massive. I have compressors and limiters, so I mean, like, it's not going to... But you could see almost the entire top portion where the actual waveforms are. That's when you got close. Everything else is pretty much a straight line. That was Tim, just there.
Jesus. So,
but that's okay. Jesus. It's fine.
God
it's
damn
just
it,
recorded
Tim.
It just recorded at a larger volume. That's all. God. It doesn't matter. Everything's going to be normalized and left out, and go fuck yourself, Tim.
God damn it, Tim.
So
your Diablo story, by the way, fun news,
BioWare.
We think that that Chris will be getting Diablo 3 to review.
He's going
to
try.
Cool.
Yeah, he's going
to
try.
They're going to be... If,
there would be no better person on the Save Continue team.
If it's going to happen, they have my address to send it to because they couldn't get in touch with Chris.
Yeah, for whatever
soon
reason,
enough.
Kyle was trying to message me and figure out what was going on and what my address was to send it to, but I wasn't getting any of his messages for whatever reason until I got like, Huber, listen to me! Fine, I'm going to send it to Joe, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm like, wait, what? I have no idea what you're talking about.
So if I get a copy of Diablo at my house that isn't from Amazon...
It has my name on it. He said he's still going to have my name on it, but it's going to come to your address.
Nice.
So, whatever. But yeah, so if I get a copy...
After I play I'll give you a call.
No.
You guys could co-op it. Maybe that
we could bro-op it.
True.
I do want to kind of assess it for myself. And then we'll bro-op it. Because I do want to see what the couch co-op is like. Because that's honestly, for myself, the only reason why I would want to purchase it because I have a copy of it on my computer is to bro-op. That's it. Which, I mean, the way that Diablo is, it's one of those kind of games where I always felt like this would be cool to just get a bunch of people around and play together. But it's tough for people to get, you know, multiple computers in one room and stuff like that. So as much as I don't want to say that I'm excited for it to be on console because I feel it's a game that shouldn't be on console, it makes sense in certain aspects.
It brings back memories of Gauntlet for the N64.
Champions of Noroth.
Ugh.
Yeah,
true.
Because Champions
Dark
of Noroth
Alliance.
Was pretty much Diablo.
Yeah.
Like
Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance.
You're a gate.
I am.
You are, actually.
That was gate. Dumb.
It was. Whatever. But yeah. Well, so
anyway, your Diablo story.
Well, basically, We land Diablo 2 outside of GameStop, and we had a lot of fun with it, but there were so many people that were coming up. They're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, they just didn't even understand that we were really hyped for this game. I think there was something else that was coming out that somebody was, like, coming up, like, they were stupid early for. They were, like, a couple people back.
Nobody was earlier than us, though.
Well, yeah, but there were a couple people back from us as far as in line, and we were all like, yeah, man, are you excited? And they're like, I'm getting whatever this other game was. And I'm like, fuck you. And they just like turned around and kept playing. But no, what we did was actually kind of cool.
I did that with StarCraft as well.
We did Diablo 2. It was everybody made new characters at the same time. And we were all on the same server, same like LAN room.
Were we all hardcore too?
We were all hardcore. And we had to level up as much as we possibly can. And right before they were going to open up the doors, we all had to PvP.
Fight to the
death. And see who won. So, and it was funny because what was it? Someone died before even being able to get to the PvP because they died while questing. I forget who it was.
I feel like I died, but...
No, you didn't because me and you battled at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you whooped the shit out of me.
I did.
What was I? I was something...
I was, well, because that was the thing, too.
Which we pulled. Source?
You were, and I was an assassin, and we pulled our classes from a hat. So we literally, like, we wrote down every class and just crumpled them up and put it in a hat so nobody could be like, oh, I have first call, I'm going to call a barb or a paladin or whatever. So we're just like, nah, it's random. So.
Random game.
Rando.
I'm really tempted to do a camp out when the Xbox One comes out up at the Bloom GameStop.
Mine's
at the Bloom one?
Yeah, because that's where mine's pre-ordered.
Mine's coming from Amazon, so.
Well, I gotta change my delivery address. It's going to be cold.
Yeah. Well, I've.
It's going to be cold in the D.
I've done a November camp out before.
Dentine ice.
For the Wii.
So cold in the B.
Yeah, I'd do it. That'd be really. We could record it and make it be. We could do.
Oh, that would be hysterical. We could do a podcast outside. I'd need power.
Do like a Blair Witch goof spoof.
I'd need power. All I would really need
Mike might let us leech power from inside.
That's what we did for the LAN. We ran an extension cord inside.
We had a router set up.
We had a router set up and everything. It was great.
That's some good shit.
Good times. Good
but
times.
Yeah, we did. Ashley and I did a midnight up at the Wilkes-Barre Best Buy for the Wii launch. Back when no one thought the Wii was going to actually do anything, because I never did an overnight camp out for a game system before. And
from the day before?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I never did camp out for a game system, get in line, camp out, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck it, I've never done it. I think Nintendo's got something on them this time. I'm going to do it. So we bought a tent, we camped out 24 hours.
You bought a tent specifically for this?
No, we actually bought it for a wedding that turned into like an overnight camp out thing. Okay.
Or that'd be even more hardcore if you were like, I'm going to buy a tent specifically just to do this.
Well, we bought it for the wedding thing, and we had it, and we just kept it for that.
Right.
And we camped out. We set up our tent. Like, I had to go to some store meeting the day before the launch, and I was up there anyways, 24 hours before the store was going to open Sunday morning, set up the tent. Sat outside the store all day Saturday.
That's
people
nuts.
Were like, oh my God, why are you camping out for this? The PlayStation's next week or whatever the hell it was.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone was like, oh, PlayStation 3 is going to be massive. Dicks in the mouth.
So what do you think about the rumor that the Xbox might launch a week earlier than... I'm cold.
He's cutting me off. That's what he's doing.
A week earlier than the PlayStation, which we all know is probably going to happen. Do you think it's
really?
Gonna...
Do you really think that they're going to do that?
Oh, fuck yeah. They have a chance to get a 1 week jump. Anybody who's on the fence will just be like, oh, fuck it.
They'll be like, yeah, I'm going to get an Xbox. Well, yeah, but if it's only a week, I'm pretty sure people could wait a week.
Tim's a dick.
A lot of people that are on the fence, you might get a couple, but you're not going to get that many. Everybody's going to be like, it's a fucking week.
I thought you were
Tim's
done.
Tim's a dick.
Sometimes.
Tim's a dick. The guys behind us, later in the night, they brought a pickup truck and a big screen TV. We were playing Mario Kart 64 all night.
That's awesome.
Nice. Story was not done, so fuck
well,
you.
Maybe you should
first person in line.
Cascade
I got my goddamn Wii. first person.
Not your Wii, but your goddamn Wii.
Yeah, because I got my goddamn Wii.
Can you talk about
Wii
Saints Row now?
Because
we didn't last week.
Yeah, we did.
Sort of. We barely talked about it.
We brought it up. But like we're like, all right, we're done. And then it's like, wait, Saints Row. And then it's like, it's good. Click.
No, but would you guys be interested in doing a camp out for
probably?
Yeah, but I'm not getting one.
So you could camp out with me.
But I'm not getting one.
So?
He wants to lick your only ball.
I would camp out if I'm getting one.
We don't
and
have
I'm not
to do an
one
overnight thing. Just go up a few hours early.
I'm fine with that. I don't care with that.
Hang out in line up there for a couple hours. Get the system.
Maybe some swag.
We could all come back here together. We could do a video unboxing of the system, hook it up, play some games, get some hands-on impressions.
Could we all have really greasy hands when we unbox it?
I will fucking murder you guys. There will be gallons of Purell.
How funny would that be, though? We're just like...
just like...
dropping the stuff.
Vegan over here will be eating buckets of KFC.
Vegan over here...
we'll be eating buckets.
That's cold.
Vegan over here.
Sorry, Chris the vegan over here.
Oh, okay. At least I have a name now.
We'll be eating buckets of KFC before playing.
Yeah.
Just for all the grease on his hands.
I just came up with $1 million idea that we have to bleep out of the podcast so no one steals it.
It's staying in. Okay. Go ahead.
Veggie burgers.
Uh-huh.
Let's make veggie fucking sausages.
They make them.
Let's make them, though, like... and actually put them in stores because I've never seen them.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Oh my god, let's be the first ones to do it.
It's everywhere.
Alright, other idea. Troll textbooks.
Like the movie Troll? Or
No, like troll physics.
What?
Okay, this is a meme. You know, the troll face and whatnot.
Right, sure.
So this is how troll physics would work. Joe and I stand next to each in front of each other. We lock our arms together. I pick Joe up. Then Joe picks me up. And then I pick him up. And then he picks me up. And we just fly away.
Wait, what? That makes no sense. Now I understand what you're talking about. I've seen some of those.
You've seen some
of
them.
But some of them actually made sense. The one that you used in his example was terrible.
No, it makes perfect sense.
No, it makes no sense.
No, I want to make textbooks. That are all just,
the textbooks that are actually
that are all information from like troll memes.
And are they used in schools?
Well, no, you sell them. You sell them like they are.
How was Saints Row?
Saints Row.
Speaking
was...
of troll physics.
Yeah, right.
Saints Row was absolutely amazing. Like, I don't know how into things I should get because I know you're going to borrow.
I'm borrowing it today. As soon as this podcast is over, I'm going home and I'm starting it.
Like, how in-depth am I allowed to get with things?
Not at all.
No spoilers.
No spoilers whatsoever. None.
I will ask this, though. Are there multiple... there are multiple endings, right? I heard there's multiple endings.
I don't think so.
As far as I know, there's just the one ending, but there's a bonus scene if you complete all of, like, the loyalty missions for all your...
Oh, Huber, have that done tonight.
Crewmates.
I will absolutely do that.
I don't know if you'll do it all in a night. Like,
not in a night, but I'll do it.
It took me 4 or 5 days, but I got my 1,000 achievement points on it. It was absolutely everything I've wanted in an open world game and everything I've ever wanted in a superhero game. Like, I don't see it winning any kind of Game of the Year awards, but...
which is a shame because I love the series.
It's really easily to me the most fun game of the year. It's just a game that you could pick up and just have stupid amounts of fun. I mean, the first 10 minutes of the game. This isn't spoilers because this is shit.
Spoiler
that
alert, everybody!
This is shit that happens before the title screen pops up.
Spoiler alert:
the game starts off as a brown and gray squad-based shooter.
To be a dick,
just. Because it can. And it might take, like, you'll be like, why the... this isn't Saints Row. And in the first 2 minutes of just the characters talking, like, you realize they're just doing this to fuck with you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's as tongue-in-cheek as possible, and as you start running to defuse a nuclear bomb, an Aerosmith kicks in, and you're climbing up a nuclear missile... with characters giving you a tearful goodbye, and you dive off the missile and give a thumbs up and crash into the the White House empty presidential chair and the logo pops up, you know you are in for a fucking treat.
I think it should be interesting. I watched you play.
Jesus Christ!
I watched you play a decent amount of it, so I am excited for it.
Something very, I am going to give away, and I'm sorry for giving. You know who comes back in this game, right?
Yeah, because fucking they like Volition. Okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, they gave it away.
They gave it away before the game even got fucking released, which I was pissed about because I'm like, I didn't want to know about it.
They don't really explain how Gat is back. There's no real explanation. For all you know, it's just in the simulation.
Right.
So
it's not just in the simulation. Thanks for
No,
fucking spoiled it.
No, it probably is.
It probably is.
You fucking ass.
No, that's
fine. That's cool.
I don't know how. Gat, in some form, is back. But for
cloned him.
For each of your characters, you have to go through a mission, some form of rescue mission that delves into their deepest, darkest fears. And for Johnny Gat, his mission... And the only reason I'm giving this away is because I loved it so fucking much.
All right, hold on. Let me block my ears and try and not pay attention to this as much as I possibly can.
The game turns into a 2D side-scrolling beat-em-up called Saints of Rage. It becomes all digitized. All the voice acting turns like this, and they talk like they're 16. Bit characters with broken words and phrases, and it's
all right. You're good.
All right, thank you.
It's just amazing.
Shadows of the Damned did that too.
I was saying,
oh, wait, stop, no. Do I have to do it again?
No.
I was saying online that if that section of the game doesn't spawn off into its own standalone Xbox Live, PSN, eShop release, I will be incredibly disappointed. Because it was absolutely amazing
that you're doing it.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Cool, yay, cool. Exactly what it was.
And the coolest little twist on it is Okay,
cool.
Is that whatever your outfit is in the game, it incorporates it into.
Oh, that's cool.
Into that, which I thought was a neat little.
See, and I noticed even with Saints Row the Third, the way that they did like their cutscenes and stuff like that, it incorporated your actual character.
This
and,
is a like, lot more than just a cutscene. Trust
okay.
me.
Well, then I don't want to talk about it because then you'll want to give it away, and I don't want
to
know.
Just listen to the show. Oh my god!
It's, so anyway, oh, wait, shit. I'm not going to be able to listen to this. Fuck.
Well, as soon as you hear yourself in the background going la 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 la,
as soon as you hear me start going spoilers, because
I'll be like, oh no!
Skip ahead 2 minutes.
I'll skip ahead.
You'll be right in the thick of it.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me think here. Mental note. About 23 minutes in, I'm safe.
Now, another...
It's really not a plot spoiler. It's just like a mini game more than anything.
Okay, that's cool.
It's just
that's fine.
So
I don't want to know
off
anymore.
The wall and
I don't want to know anymore. Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Also, the song Opposites Attract, I'll never be able to hear it the same again.
Dude, when you were playing through and you're going through the radio stations, and I was like, yeah, Paul, do
it. No, I'll never be able to hear that song the same
I'm excited.
Again.
I'm very excited.
So,
oh my lord.
Because every time
I brought up Shadows of the Damned earlier, the
oh, yeah, Killer is Dead came out.
To really bad reviews.
I'm not surprised.
But it's a Suda 51 game, so of course it doesn't have good reviews.
I didn't see it get bad reviews. I saw it get mediocre. Like
yeah,
sevens.
Mediocre. Yeah, they're
like, you know what? I played through Lollipop Chainsaw, and everybody's like, the game's abysmal, and blah, blah, blah. I went into it knowing what it was supposed to be, and not trying to make it out to be something else. And going into it with that mindset, I enjoyed it. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I beat it in one day. However, I had my fun with it for one day.
Well, that's a game that, like, encouraged replays, though, didn't it?
Not really.
It's pretty basic.
Just for scores and shit.
Yeah, even Killer is Dead. Sevens, I don't think sevens are bad reviews.
Nowadays, I didn't see a seven.
I know.
I saw like fours and sixes.
I didn't see those. I know Destructoid gave it, I believe, a seven. Kotaku. No, Joystick gave it 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah, a lot of people are surprised and upset that it's misogynistic. I'm like, it's suit of 50.
Really? You're like, surprised at that?
The big complaint is there's a scene where there are gigolo missions where you go out
okay.
and you have to oogle women and then eventually they like jump on your dick. But
shock and awe.
The whole point of they're hiring you. You know, they're paying you for sex. Like what
whatever.
I don't think people are getting like the whole joke of the mission, because that's what it is it's a joke. It's poking fun at all.
Yeah, it's not whore missions, it's gigolo missions.
There's a difference. Look it up. Get a dictionary.
I love Suda 51.
If you've ever seen the TV show Gigolos on Showtime.
If you ever listen to I'm Just a Gigolo. Bop.
If you've ever seen the movie American Gigolo starring Richard Gere's dick.
I'm just a gigolo. I tell you what. If they don't have that song in that game, it's a missed opportunity.
oh my God. Speaking of gaming news this week, do you see Rock Band put up a thing for the Miley Cyrus stuff?
Oh God.
Harmonix thing?
Oh no. What did they say?
Well, I think Dick Chester posted on it too.
I don't know if this is a good time to remind you guys or not, but we have a Miley Cyrus pack in Rock Band.
Yeah. Tell me they did that. Yeah. Oh my God!
And they had they accompanied it with just pictures of her from the VMAs.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Like rubbing up against Robin Thicke and sticking her tongue out and just acting.
You know what's really terrible? The first time I actually heard that song was from what the fuck is that guy's name? Is a late night guy. Not Conan.
Fallon?
Fallon, yeah. So Fallon and his backup band, the Roots, I guess when this guy was on their show, they went in a dressing room and they got like really shitty instruments and did like a rendition of it.
I thought you were talking about Miley Cyrus.
No, fuck her. No.
Yeah, that Blurred Lines song.
Dude, it's awesome. It's so good. And I was like I heard they're
blurred
using like
lines
the kiddie
on classroom instruments.
Yeah, they're using like the little kitty like xylophones and fucking like
Casio keyboard.
I was getting into that song so hard. It was like it was tough not to really get into it. And I'm like, this song is so fucking groovy and it's so good. And then I heard like I watched the video with Miley Cyrus from the VMAs. And I'm just like, wow, this is terrible. And then this guy comes out and starts doing this song, and he's like, oh, no, no, I like this song. No, don't do this. Don't do this. I finally found a guilty pleasure for this entire year, and you're going to fucking ruin it on me.
Have you seen the original music video for Blurred Lines?
No, should I?
Yes.
Awesome. I'll look it up. If my internet was working, I'd look it up right now.
Tim, have you seen the original music video for Blurred Lines?
I have no idea what anybody's talking about.
Okay.
Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines.
I don't even know who Robin Thicke are.
Is a guy.
Is a guy.
Yeah, the original version is not on YouTube.
You actually posted the picture of his fucking suit.
But it's somebody Photoshop Beetlejuice's face. Did you notice Lydia's in the crowd with the camera?
It's so
great. Oh my God, it's so perfect.
I was dying. That was good. But, yeah, okay, so fuck VMAs. Let me see.
Yeah,
here.
Why the fuck are we talking about VMAs?
Because it was Harmonix. Harmonix.
Oh, yeah.
This was actually something that I wanted to.
Oh, they mentioned Avenged Sevenfold today, too.
Oh, yeah, their fantastic new album.
Did you see what they're going to be giving away at PAX?
Yes, oh, the Fantasia. The Fantasia. Hats. Yeah. I was like, Nick, please give Kyle a hat for me. Kyle's like, I'm going to see them no less than 4 times.
Yeah.
Like, that means 4 hats for me, right?
Fantasia hat. Yeah,
I wish Chris was going with me to PAX. Not you. Other Chris.
I know.
You know why, right?
Yeah.
Because he will not.
He does not take no for an answer.
No, not that he will not take no. It's that if there is loot to be had, he will get it. He will get it quicker than anyone else.
Yeah.
And since I'm going to be doing basically methy runs all day.
He's the loot drop master. He really is.
I'm seriously like, when I'm on the plane tomorrow morning, I'm going to be like planning my loot runs. I'm going to be like every 2 hours, I'm going to make a pass.
Meth drops.
Meffy runs.
Meffy runs. Andy runs. There we go. So, all right. So here's something that I actually wanted to talk about. The other day I got really... No, we can't do this right now because I really want to watch it. Like, I... No, stop, because I really want to watch it. Those are tits. That's awesome. Would you... like, there's more tits.
What is...
There's a lot of tits, actually. What is wrong with this? I heard this song and I'm like, it's so catchy. And like, that's a lot of boobs. Why is there so many boobs?
What is happening right now?
I have no idea. Why are you showing me this right now? That's, I can't talk about anything
that's
with
the
this.
Video for Blurred Lines. The original version. It's just him and Pharrell
boobs.
And T.I. singing with
lots of boobs.
Three topless girls dancing around.
It's a good video.
Yeah, it really is. And even Robin Thicke's wife is like, no, it's not sexist or misogynistic. They're just girls dancing around.
Boobs.
Yeah, they're just, they're,
because
she's
boobs.
Like, they're just boobs. They're boobs.
Because
like,
boobs.
They're not having sex.
I'm offended.
They're not
the record,
grinding.
Because boobs. Anyway, I want to talk about, I booted up Counter-Strike for the first time the other day. This week, actually. And you might be interested to know, Tim, that they are now including
cosmetics.
Well, they're including that, but they're all item drops, kind of like how Team Fortress is.
Really?
Yes.
Oh no.
But it's not as hardcore as Team Fortress, because Team Fortress has like a bajillion different kinds of things.
Listeners,
this is probably about, I think the list that I saw was somewhere in like the 30s or 40s or something like that.
Listeners, prepare yourselves. I'm about to open a drink.
It's okay. Don't really. Oh wow, that was loud. It's okay. It's going to be compressed. Doesn't
You're
matter.
Welcome.
That is loud on the chart.
Yeah, you did something back here that was really loud. Whatever.
Toast.
Yellow.
Come on. But yeah. So what? The reason why I bring this up is because
Bad
like
Tim.
I saw one or two of the items from the, because basically like chests drop, certain items will drop, but then there's also like loot chests that will drop, and then you have to either purchase a key that someone got or like get a key drop.
So the highly competitive nature of Counter-Strike is now, I gotta get across the street, get the gun.
No. You don't have to, like, they get distributed after games. So it's not like you have to find them.
Well, wait, so you just, they drop into your inventory at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they were going to be like on the battlefield. And it's like you see it laying in the street and you're like,
No, that would be awful.
You post up with an AWP.
Boom, 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 boom.
Go for the gun. Do it, kid.
Do it.
Is there Wi-Fi here?
Yeah. How'd you peek again? What are you doing?
I ain't no peeking.
Stop it.
See, I told you he'd be a problem.
I know. It's you like always say that I'm the loudest, but he's the
one
that's getting we're going to fucking auto-tune him this episode. I'm telling you.
It's because I...
At least for a little bit.
We're not going to wait for the Kunal episode and just...
Yeah, basically.
Auto-tune Kunal.
Right. So reason why I'm bringing this up is there was a couple items. There was a couple items that were selling on the Steam marketplace, I guess, that were selling for like $100, $150, like really fucking ridiculous prices and shit. And so the reason why I'm bringing it up is like I want to know your opinions.
He joined just fine. I don't know what the hell's up with your computer.
Fucking Android.
No, the laptop wasn't connecting.
Check your wireless
fucking
switch.
Fucking Android laptop.
What the fucking whatever. It's mindless self-indulgence, man. I'm telling
you. So I want to know your opinions on items that drop in game based like that. Do you think that Counter-Strike is one of those? Do you think Counter-Strike is one of those? I'm aware.
That is a funny video.
I know. So do you think Counter-Strike is one of those games that you think can benefit from those kind of things? Because the certain types of chests that will drop are actually a part of the proceeds of...
That chest is going to drop.
Part of the proceeds from the chest that you either buy or buy the keys for is actually going to try and help from the e-community to try and make it more of an e-sport back the way that it used to be. Do you think it'll benefit from that? Or do you think like Counter-Strike is one of those games that it just really shouldn't...
I think it's just faded out. I don't... I mean, it's cool that they're trying to do something new, but...
You know your battery's like almost dead, right?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm going home after this.
Yellow.
The Counter-Strike is always going to be one of those top esport games, but the problem is now that... Oh, I got to get close. See, I keep getting in and out.
No, you're good.
In and out. In.
My.
Out. I hope that's not...
Get foked.
Anyway, Counter-Strike's one of those games.
It's like he's five.
No, I'm just really fucking tired today.
Dude, I'm a lot more tired than you.
I have not slept in days either. So Counter-Strike, I've been trying to take a sleep a
piss contest. Counter-Strike items go.
They piss on the cat.
It's just the game has faded out from that type of scene, and I don't think that anything they can do will bring it back. And,
I don't know. It seems like they've been trying to build up the competitive community a little bit more.
Well, my reasoning for this is that it's there are just more games out there now that are more fun.
As far as FPSs?
As far as FPSs are, and that's just they just need to. It's always going to be a game that's going to be there for competition, but just the same as Unreal Tournament sort of faded out. They still do tournaments for Unreal Tournament and Quake, but it's not in
the
limelight.
They have a whole con dedicated to those.
QuakeCon's not just that people playing Quake though. It's
like that.
QuakeCon is just a giant LAN party.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that too. Pictures from QuakeCon are
well. Okay,
insane.
So let me ask you this: Counter-Strike aside, do you think that things that are primarily cosmetic? Because that's mainly what a lot of this stuff is. It's all like skins and different. Like I actually, I got an item drop. I got an item drop that
selling
gave me
skins.
Instead of the M4-1A, which was the one that was in like Source and stuff like that. That had the suppressor and stuff like that. I believe they have the M4A4 or something like a new version of it in Counter-Strike Go. I unlocked the old version of the Colt. So it has the suppressor and everything like that.
That's cool. Wait, do you actually get to use the suppressor?
Yes.
So there's more weapons now?
Yes.
That's QuakeCon.
That's awesome.
How just crazy is that? It's just a picture.
Do you think games that are primarily...
Fucking nerds.
Primarily, like, the marketplaces are, like, cosmetics? Do you think that's good for certain games? Or do you think it's something that should be shied away from? Like not necessarily just for FPSs, but for just games in general.
Well, look at League. I actually enjoy it a lot in League because I get to start playing with a character, and it just kind of like gives me something different to look at. For instance, did you see? You probably didn't see this. The new Janna skin.
No,
Janna's like a weather goddess in the game. She can like kind of throw tornadoes at you and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So the new skin is Weather Girl Janna. And she's got a little cloud. She's in it like a suit.
Yeah, like a...
She's got a little cloud behind her that has like a smiley face on it. And like when she does some of the spells, it like makes her umbrella blow back and like pop back the other direction.
Jeez.
And it's fun. They added new sounds, new animations, like everything.
See, like, now I like that, but, you bring up League. League is one of those games to me where, with how often you have to... Like, if you want to play that character... Not only do you have to purchase the character, then you have to purchase the cosmetics. So it's one of those games where you have to spend a lot more just to get what you want. It has
not technically, because you can unlock the characters within game. Like I haven't bought a character with real world money in probably since the spring.
See, no, and I appreciate that because even I just started playing Rift, and. Almost the entire marketplace is filled with stuff that you could eventually unlock without having to pay real-world money. And now it has gone free-to-play, but it was once subscription-based. I'm enjoying the game a lot, but, like I said, the majority of stuff is majority. The majority of stuff
is
all...
Boonjority.
I heard that, too.
Fuck, whatever.
Majority.
No, we're making fun of you.
Anyway, I'll do another take when I'm at home.
I need to say words. I need to be... People need to remember I'm here.
I'm coming back around here.
Every time I have something to say, you guys move on.
We're like, I'm waiting. Joe's talking.
No, I'm going to wait. No, I'm going to let him get some words
I was going to mention something with the whole Counter-Strike thing, and you immediately moved on to League.
Well, you got to jump in.
What did you say about Counter-Strike? I try, and I can't.
Force it. What did you have to say about Counter-Strike?
What about Counter-Strike?
I was going to say, I like the idea of skins just being free stuff that you can earn just by playing. I like the idea of that. I like the idea that if people are dumb enough to want to spend money on that stuff, they can.
I don't want to say dumb enough just because certain
people... Just because that would make us both dumb.
No, I mean...
I really want that camo on Planet Side. I wish I had some station cash. Let's go buy some station cash.
No, I mean the amounts that people spend.
Yes, I have to agree.
I could say spending $2, $3 on a gun skin, whatever. Sure. Cool. It looks cool. It's a dumb little thing. I've done it before in, like, Gears of War. I've bought some stupid little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, $5 max I can understand paying for a skin.
Right.
The people who drop, like you're saying, people drop.
There was a gun skin that was on there that was, like, $150 that it was going for, which is just absurd.
The people who are dumb enough to spend money like that, more power to them.
Yeah.
What the fuck ever.
What's crazy about it too, even, and I want to see what you say about this. Most in-game auction houses and marketplaces and stuff like that, you know, you're selling it for credits in the game, okay?
Yeah.
Whereas this, because it's on the Steam marketplace, it goes in your Steam wallet, so yeah. You could essentially use that money to pay for another game.
I do think that's a really, really cool idea.
It's fucking awesome. Like,
I think that's a really cool idea that if you play a game and you luck out and get something really, really cool that someone out there is dumb enough to pay you a lot of money for, you can buy a bunch of other games for.
Yep. That's kind of how I felt with once I saw it. Like, when I saw the system, I'm like, oh, no, they're doing this with Counter-Strike 2. But then I sat and thought about it. I'm like, well, shit. I mean, if I'm going to sit and play the game anyway, I could potentially get rewarded to sit and play this game. And you know, I might be able to make enough money where I can buy another game. Yeah, like, I could technically get, like, a AAA title the day it gets released with money that comes from nowhere. Yeah,
it's like people bitched about the Real Money Auction House and Diablo.
I didn't bitch about it. I fucking loved it.
But you don't have to use it.
Exactly.
People complain, oh, you could just buy your way to victory.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
Well, here's the thing. This is why I wanted to bring up, like, auction houses and marketplaces like this. Because, like I said before, with Rift and a lot of stuff that's going on with Counter-Strike, it doesn't affect the gameplay. It's purely cosmetic. Yeah,
that's what I was coming back around to. If it was a real money auction house on something like Counter-Strike where it's PvP and people shooting each other and you can buy a super crazy powerful gun that, like, auto locks on and insta headshots.
Right.
And you can pay $100 to get that thing. That's just unfair.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to pay for a skin, cool, go for it. Right. That doesn't affect the gameplay except make you more visible.
Yeah, in certain ways too, because there was, and the one, it's funny, the one that I saw that was, like, going for, like, a stupid amount was, it was for a sniper rifle, and it was fucking purple. Like, it was literally, like, vibrant purple. You're like, you could probably see that from across the map.
Like, that reminds me of the one thing Cliff Bleszinski said about all the different weapon skins for the Gears of War games. He's like, people are getting mad about these completely optional and unnecessary weapon skins that only serve to make you more visible on the battlefield.
See, well, there's one game that we play where you can get camo that's very helpful, which is Planet Side.
Right, yeah. and honestly, that was, like, going back to what he said. He was like, oh, yeah, that camo came out, and then it was pure black camo, basically.
It's black digis, which it looks awesome.
Well, no, how they did it, too, was so...
Yeah, they snuck it into a sneak preview of a map that's not even coming out yet for a while.
So what they're doing is, you know how Planet Side is usually like the 2,000 people per map? And what they're doing is they're having a small, small continent called a battle island. Only two warp gates are connected to it. So that only, and it's supposed to be so teams, only two teams can be on it at the same time instead of the three. So you get these smaller battles, and there's like, you know, it's just a very small engagement area, and they're showing the trailer for this. We're like, ooh! And then they show these special ops looking dudes in these black digital camo, and we're like, it looks so sick. Like, when this comes out, I want it. And then they announce that it's only part of a recruitment bonus. You have to recruit 10 people. Each person has to spend $10 in the game.
Yeah, it's horseshit.
It's a lot like that commercial, that GameStop commercial for Halo 4, was it? Where it was two guys talking about, like, their different guns or whatever it was, and then it showed, or no, their different colored armor.
Yeah.
And then a third guy just walked up and killed them both, who was there the whole time hiding in the rocks in the background. It's like, you could get the digital camo skin only by pre-ordering at GameStop. Suck a dick, motherfucker. Bro, team rock.
Well, I mean, like I was talking about before, though, like there's games that I think would benefit from it. Like Rift, I'm perfectly fine with, because the majority of it, it's mostly like stuff like mounts, you know, things for your, because you can actually like build your own like house in the game. You like,
and then you can mount it.
Maybe.
Well, I know Guild Wars 2 on the same kind of RPG thing. Guild Wars 2, you could buy like inventory slots. You could buy different character mounts. You can buy buffs, like timed buffs for like power bonuses, experience bonuses, stuff like that.
Right. And I mean, like, for something that's primarily PvE, or if the stuff is going to be PvE related, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
But when you've got games like League, and you've got games like, you know, if this were to happen in Counter-Strike, where they had certain guns that you could buy with real money that would affect the gameplay, that's where I kind of feel like, well, I would draw the line shitty. There.
That's...
And it's the same thing. Well, and not only, and I'm sorry that I have to shit on League, but really I'm not, because the community is fucking terrible.
League's community, no matter what.
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
your
care.
Love affair with League like rose and dropped really quick.
League, here's
over the
thing.
Course of this show,
I understand that, but the reason is the only way League is fun is you have to have five, like you have to have four friends. You can't play with random people online because they're all dickheads. Like every single one of them is an asshole. That's why I don't like that game. Like, you cannot find someone that will actually play as a teammate or play as a part of the team.
Well, Riot Games is very aware of this, too. And
what are they doing about it?
Well, no, that's the thing is, nearly every convention...
Jesus
Christ. Nearly every convention YOLO. Is... they have panels all the time. Like, PAX East, they had a panel about this just to talk about the community and why it's so toxic. I even get angry... playing League. Like, I get really angry playing League. And it's the only game that does it to me, and it's usually because it's so team-based. You get one guy who's like, well, like the other night.
Well, yeah.
I just started playing a character called Master Yi.
You just started playing Yi?
Dude, Yi is brutal.
Changed. He's broken.
He's no longer AP. He's all AD. He's all attack damage.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you three-shot people.
Oh, God.
And his main, his W, the thing where he teleports around and hits guys.
Right. His seven-sided strike.
Yeah, his timer for to use that again goes down every time you hit somebody.
Oh, God.
So you're just tearing people apart.
See, but what sucks is, like, a game like
you're
that, I understand that it's free to play, so you have to buy the characters and stuff, like, because there's so many fucking characters. But at the same time, it's like, you know, the thing that really pisses me off about League is, like, I can't get in and just play games with characters, you know, just to understand how the game works. And as soon as I get used to a character, a week later, he's fucking gone. Like, so they're constantly rotating it. And I understand, like, it makes it fresh for most people because they get to play different characters all the time.
Well,
but at the same time, like, why can't you have, like, three or four that are just constant?
It comes down to people taking the game too seriously, and it... What I started doing now is I'll get on and I'll get some people together or just people online. I'll be like, yo, we're going to go all random, all mid, or all ADC, all ADC.
And all
he was watching this, which means it's all attack damage carry characters, which are, they're usually ranged. Like, there's a sniper character. She does a lot of damage. And from a distance, if you hit her a few times, she's dead. But you get everybody to play characters like this, and then you all hide in the middle of the map. And then when the person who's going to be in that lane, it's usually one person, shows up, we all jump out and kill them instantly. And then we start working our way up so fast that nobody can do anything. If they try to respond, we do so much damage early, usually crush their team three or four times before then. And it's just, it's a fucking cluster mess, and it's really fun.
It's a fucking cluster mess.
But what, I've been doing stuff like that a lot.
Choice of words.
Fucking cluster.
I've been doing stuff like that a lot, or playing Master Yi and just being like a dickhead, because it's, as soon as you stop worrying about like, oh man, League is serious business, it's fun.
It's not serious business, but the problem is so many people treat it that way that you can't play it for fun. Like, for me, the only way that I was able to play League was I played Garen because he was a Whirlwind Barb. And that's what I'm used to. Like, I could... It's the only way that I could actually play that game and not suck balls at it.
Master Yi's so broken.
But the other thing... And so, I mean, yes, I did technically... Well, no, I didn't pay. I used...
Didn't I get you some rank cards?
Maybe you did. I don't know. Maybe you did. I honestly don't remember. I know I unlocked one or two just by playing the game.
Why is this nipple hard? This
one's not. I don't know. Because you're playing with the other one more?
I'm pretty sure I'm guilty with like getting a character. Actually, you know what? I know exactly what happened. I unlocked it using the credits from the in-game, but you got me a couple station cash points or whatever
right,
it is.
Riot points.
Like it was like a beginner's pack, so it gave me a couple characters, but then it gave me a couple extra points, and I used it for cosmetics for Garen, because that was the only fucking character that I played.
Well, yeah, I was getting... They had GameStop clearance the League starter kits out to $10, and it was like, you got like, more than that in RP, so I was getting those imported to my store so I could fucking buy them all.
Right. I don't know. I hate League. I'm so butthurt about League because I can't randomly just go in and play it. Like, Counter-Strike, I could go in and have a team full of completely random people, and they will play as a team. Maybe you'll get one. If you play, if you play Counter-Strike Go and you play Classic Competitive, every single time that I've played Classic Competitive since that game has come out, I've been on good teams. Every single time.
Counter-Strike's rough, because I get mad at it, too, just because sometimes you'll just get a team of people who just aren't good, though.
But that's fine. But as long as you're working in a team and everybody's working towards a common goal, you can't get pissed off at them for them being bad at the game.
I can get pissed off at
them. No, you can't.
The bomb's right there. It's right fucking there. Just if you just go, oh my God. He's walking away from the bomb. Like, you know how many times that happens? All the goddamn time.
Not if you play the game enough, because it will rank you with other players.
All the goddamn time.
Okay. I'm just saying, because that's what happens with me. I have a 5-year veteran.
Aren't you Mr. Special?
I have a 5-year veteran badge, and as soon as I put that onto my account, because I only played like one game of Classic Competitive before that, as soon as I put that on my account, they started ranking me with players that played enough. So I didn't go into a game with complete fucktards. Like, I was able to go in there
and only be paired with people in like the CPL. So,
well, they do that. You have to. They fixed a lot of stuff in that game. They did. They fixed a lot of stuff in that game.
Joe's really good at Counter-Strike, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I'm done. Whatever.
Anyway, well...
So, what time are we at? Because we still have some emails to read.
Don't stop this train.
I don't know. We still have time.
Email time. Go. We have two emails from two different people.
Well, what time are we at?
Without, like, clips, it's like 45. Something like that.
Well, perfect, then.
Go back to your League hate.
We could wrap this up.
No, go to your league. Hey, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
I'll be over here.
Swag that you guys want me to get specifically at PAX?
Anything Diablo related?
Get me anything at all.
Yeah, pretty much. Just get swag.
Get me any and
Swagzilla.
I will be Swagzilla.
I don't know what the hell's there.
You're not going to know until...
No, you won't go. Really... But I know the Fantasia hat you want.
Get me anything like Rock Band or Nick Chester harmonics related. Yeah,
Bring Nick Chester back.
Get me a clipping of Nick Chester's hair.
Make a locket.
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to be like, yeah.
Put it in a baggie.
Yeah, you should. Try to get that through the airport security. What
the fuck is this?
Hair?
This is hair. I'm cloning someone.
This is Nick Chester's hair.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah,
that makes sense. That's
cool. From harmonics.
Yeah, the biggest thing I want is Fantasia hat. Like, okay. Most definitely.
You want a League skin?
Give me a League skin so I could sell it on eBay.
Kyle said he's going to the Cards Against Humanity panel. I said if they have cards there again, Yeah. Like, they had at PAX East get me one of every special pack that they
had. I missed one or two.
Because I know you got me two of them from PAX East. PAX.
Yeah, I have the whole set.
I missed one, I think. Something like that.
If they have anything from Final Fantasy or any kind of cool Xbox stuff, I'm an Xbox fag.
Steal an Xbox One, check.
Yes.
A white one.
One of the white dev kits.
You know, my cousin is a project manager at Microsoft.
Really?
Is it every Microsoft employee that's getting one, or is it just people
in the Xbox
people
that
division?
Are probably, like, involved with the project.
I think it's every employee that's been there full-time since...
This is not uncommon for Microsoft to do.
I understand.
I think from what I read, it's every full-time employee as of sometime in June.
Oh, well, then he's definitely got it.
I should go back in time and get a job there real quick.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But no, I'm going to
be that desperate.
No, get the GameStop manager job last week. That's what you fucking hell.
They get didn't a hear PS4 about the GameStop. And an Xbox One.
A PS4 with 7 games...
Wait, store managers?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, Carrie's getting one. That's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
That Carrie's a lucky gal.
Yep.
I'm going to have to beg her for games.
What about Margaret? Margaret, you got one?
She's not a manager. She doesn't want to be a manager.
What the fuck? I bet you, Margaret, how you feel about not getting a manager's position?
being a manager at GameStop is...
Oh, I'm sure you want to, like, rip your eyes out.
Rough.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook, like, times like this, I really hate Mike Smith. And then he liked the comment. and I copied, and it's like, Michael Smith likes this status. I'm like, no shit, Michael Smith likes this status. He liked that one, too.
What a dick.
Man, fucking lucky bastard.
What a bastard.
He's like, I was so nervous about this holiday and affording everything, and now, fuck it.
Now, YOLO.
Well, I'll just buy one for everybody.
Wow.
God damn it. All right, emails. Emails with a Z.
All right, we have two emails this week, both from Zach, because I think he's our only listener now.
Cool. Fuck everybody but Zach.
What if it's two different people named Zach writing in?
No, unless there's two Zachary Lyons who have the same email address.
YOLO.
And talk about the same stuff.
YOLO.
Anyway, his first email, I am officially up to date with all of the available podcasts and have to wait like a pleb for a new episode each week. Thumbs up. I have a couple challenges for you guys. First one, a Portal 1 speedrun. See who can beat the game in its entirety the fastest.
In its entirety.
Dude, Portal 1 was one of those games that I tried to learn all of the tricks for the fastest times on every level back when we were in college. I learned shit. Like, there's a level where it's elevator comes up, it's a hallway, and then the exit is right here. You have to go all like up a further hallway to get like blocks and come back down. In that hallway... as soon as you walk out of the elevator, portal on the floor, portal on the ground, you can actually loop yourself doing that through the hallway and launch right up to the gate. You can beat it in 3 seconds.
Wow.
I win.
I win.
Sorry, Zach. That one's unfair for everyone else.
All right. Number 2.
Oh, that's for the gaming Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 2. I know you've stopped using the small, medium, large names for the show, but I've been wanting a showdown between Bogue, misspelled, by the way, B O G U E.
That's Bogua. Bogua.
Bogua. Between Bogua and Huber for some time now. As a fight to the death is generally frowned upon in this day and age.
Hey, I'm down an arm right now. I'll be down another one in like a week.
I propose the next best thing. Mortal Kombat between the two for the official title of medium.
Mortal Kombat?
That one's unfair.
I'll rock face.
Bogue would be like, or Bogua would be like, buttons.
There's too many buttons. I need an A and a B and a D-pad.
Can't I use the Kinect?
He'll just stare at the controller like, what the fuck?
What is this thing? I don't even know what this is.
He says, you lot can choose which Mortal Kombat to use if you even go with this idea. Be it the original title or the newest offering.
Karting.
Or something in between. Puzzle Combat.
Puzzle Combat.
To be honest, I was almost expecting a throwdown on episode 27 when they were both present at the same time for, I'm pretty sure, the first time. You know, except for the first dozen episodes.
Yeah. For the first, like, bajillion.
Zach, Huber was here as a stand-in for a long time, just hanging out, because he used to... pretty much live with me and stick
pretty much
my living room.
Tim is not following the rule of the fist.
Never.
Yeah, not, it's because I'm loud as fuck.
Not really. You're an idiot. No, it's good. Don't.
How about now? Are we good now?
God damn it, Tim.
You're an idiot.
It's going to take a while to get used to because I fidget.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's been here for a long time. And then we promoted him to Bogua.
I technically already got promoted to medium.
Yeah.
Technically.
Since Bogue had to leave.
Yep. Yeah, there was an official day that we officially did official things.
Officially.
There's plenty of room for two mediums, I think.
No? Have you seen the size of me and him?
We have
there's not enough size.
We have medium classic and new medium.
Yeah. Like it's almost like new metal, classic. But yeah. Coke classic. And he is medium throwback. And I am crystal medium.
Crystal light.
Alright, he continues on. Also, as opposed to my joke suggestion for Rock Band 4 last time around, the banjo idea, I figured I'd suggest something legitimate. The upcoming game Kickbeat allows you to add songs to your PS3 or Vita hard drive into the game.
What?
You have to do a little work to help the game figure out the beat, but you can then play the game with whatever tunes you want. They demoed a variety from classical to electronic to pop rock, while jokingly but seriously mentioning that you could add in some Spice Girls. This would be an awesome addition to Rock Band.
Legalities have to be fucking outrageous.
Take music you've got on your Xbox One, load it into Rock Band 4. Go into song builder mode like they've had in previous Rock Band or Guitar Hero games.
The Guitar Hero one. But you had to generate the notes for that, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't load in.
No, you had to actually create it.
Yeah, you had to strum everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you can build up the notes with the song playing instead of having to make it from scratch. It wouldn't hinder the DLC market as the method would not appeal to everybody, and you would only be able to play the songs on your home console, no sharing it for others to steal.
There's got to be... Honestly, if you're going to make something and you're going to store it onto your hard drive, there's going to be a way to copy it.
Plus, it's utilizing the songs from your personal console, so it wouldn't be able to play outside of that system anyways. I think it would be pretty rad. I know there was a dance game on the PS2 that tried something like this, and it was ungodly imprecise.
Okay. Well, the only thing that would jump into my head is things like Step Mania and Frets on Fire and stuff like that. The concept would be relatively the same. It's just you would have to go around it a different way. So essentially, you're going to be take out the DLC market because there's going to be some website that you can go to that people have already made these kind of things because people have that kind of time on their hands instead of the developers because the developers doing other shit. So the people with too much time on their hands are going to sit and they're going to program the games, they're going to upload the songs, and essentially you would be able to get, you know, any song that you wanted with any chart and, you know... Yes, there's going to be some legality things like, oh, well, nobody's going to do that because that's illegal, but torrents. Like,
okay, but...
This stuff exists.
There's still already homebrew Rock Band sites out there that mm-hmm. custom charts and homebrew. Put full charts out there that you could download and play in Rock Band. There's mm-hmm. there's full custom Rock Band and Guitar Hero games that are out there for the Wii and PS2 filled with custom charts of different songs that have never been released.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is the same way at all in the fact that you're using MP3s that you just take from your own personal collection and it pretty much just randomly creates a chart for it that you kind of have to fine tune a bit.
It's like trying to have a company sue you for the visualizer on your computer visualizing something while playing.
I mean, the downward spiral. I don't see the legal.
There's no legal ramification.
Yeah, there's no legal ramification thing here. I think that the biggest issue here would
is
be,
how much Miley Cyrus Huber is going to put to work. I did it silent. I did what you did. It's contagious.
I know.
I honestly think the biggest problem here would be getting a real accurate chart without spending
a fun chart.
Way too much time trying like
to fix
dicking
it.
With everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the closest thing you could get would be a somewhat accurate drum chart.
Maybe. Well, but the problem is with a lot of stuff like that, and, you know, you would have to incorporate a program as complicated as something like Melodyne that would have to recognize pretty much every single note of the actual composition. And those software programs are so expensive to try and implement.
Yeah.
Like, even I have a demo of Melodyne on my computer for doing recording sessions and stuff like that. And even the demo takes so much fucking space. and it's really complicated to try and figure out. And it's, you know, it's just, it's, there's a lot to it. And I think something that could, that you think could dumb it down to that point that you would actually be able to have it playable. I think we're still a ways away from that being something that would be easily on the market, readily available to just, you know, for regular consumers.
Yeah,
it's definitely a very niche kind of thing.
I think it would be fairly easy to churn out some, like, difficulty-wise, like, easy and medium difficulty-ranged charts, but anything, like, more accurate ranging in hard or expert charts would be near impossible.
Not necessarily, because I've actually sat and messed with charting things before.
But I mean, just like automatically create. Like,
yeah, automatically creating
like
it would be
automatically
very,
generated thing. Like if you were to sit and mess with it for a long time, look at the shit that they create in Little Big Planet.
Oh my God, yeah.
If someone has the time,
even Trials HD, I've seen some of the fucking like user created tracks.
People with time and creativity could do anything. That's why Rock Band Network exists.
Yeah.
And that's why custom charts and songs exist for Rock Band.
Yes, agreed.
But to automatically generate something from an MP3, I think technology-wise would be too tough. I would love to see it happen. I think it'd be a cool idea.
Yeah.
But I think, who knows, maybe next-gen consoles could handle something like that.
Well, it's not that the processing power is out of their reach. It's just, you know, to add a program within a program that's that complex.
Yeah.
You'd be...
It's definitely a cool idea, though.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. Cool, it's an interesting idea. So, I mean, for face value, the idea is a cool idea.
Yeah.
So...
All right. On to a second email.
TLDR.
Because he's our only listener.
Yes.
The subject to this one, in honor of Chris, is Killer Instinct. Oh,
fuck off. I'm gonna go to the bathroom for this.
Hello. You need to be here for this.
All right. Come on.
I have to poop. I have mixed feelings on the announcement of Killer Instinct being $20 for the full game or $40 for the added accessories and original arcade version. On the one hand, Joe and Tim, you two are totally right that
it's $20.
Now hold on, let him finish because there was something that I want to bring up from last week. Go ahead,
Joe and Tim. You two are totally right in that if the $40 package had been originally announced as a standard $60 purchase from the get-go, it would be completely worthwhile, and people will buy the shit out of it. So it stands to reason that both the $20 and $40 pack should sell immensely well. On the other hand, I find it incredibly cheeky to initially announce that Killer Instinct will be released on launch day as free-to-play, then later on announce an extremely limited version as free, with separate characters costing a somewhat outrageous $5 each. I don't think that's too outrageous, given DLC prices in games.
Now, hold on. Before we continue, last week, when I was talking about pricing, about what I felt about the pricing, I noticed that I didn't really specify where I was coming from with my argument. The $20, okay, to me, makes sense because of what you're getting, okay? Initially, what started the argument was, I think $20 in comparison to the $20 version and the $40 version, with what you get extra in comparison, I think is too much. I think the standalone $20, you get all the characters, you get the two that, you know, are initially aren't going to be available for download otherwise. That makes sense to me. It's an okay model.
No, you were heavily bitching about that.
No, I was bitching at the fact that you guys were pretty much like berating me with all this bullshit, and that's not where I was trying
$20.
To go with it.
It's $20.
I'm okay with the initial.
Can
$20.
We go back to the other podcast and find you're out not, if he was like, okay with
again,
that?
You're not letting me continue. The $20 that I'm
now
saying,
you know,
in addition,
like,
fuck off.
Right, Jeff?
The
he's
$20,
not letting him continue.
The $20
you're
after
off Zachary
the fact Lyons. To get you the extra, you know, the extra costume shit and the arcade edition of Killer Instinct, to me, the $20 value is not there. If you're going to pay $20 more for a collector's edition of something, I feel like you should get a little bit more. That's all I'm saying, okay? A $40 price tag for a game is really not that bad. I finally got a chance to see it, which also is another reason why I'm trying to...
I'll just say you need to go back to the other episode and listen to how you were reacting.
Because you guys would not let me finish what I was trying to say. initially when I said $20, you guys initially jumped on thinking it was the $20 price tag for the majority of the stuff beforehand. The $20 that I'm honestly talking about is the $20 between the regular edition and the collector's edition. To me, the collector's edition does not justify its price tag.
Zach,
I feel like there's more that should be there.
Zach, I want you to go back to that episode, and I want you to decide what he was actually talking about. Because we're too close. We're too close.
Well, I'm going to finish his email. He says, obviously, the $20 combo is definitely the way to go there instead of buying individual characters. But I still think they kind of led people on with the premise of free-to-play, only to tack on the extra cost later. I'll address that in a second. He finishes, that said, I think Huber's trying to look into it way too much. If it's a game you enjoyed 10 to 15 years ago, surely you'd be hard-pressed to not enjoy a remake for only $20! All caps.
I know. I understand.
My thing with his comment, let me go back to it. I think they kind of led people on with the premise of free-to-play, only to tack on the extra cost later. That's what free-to-play is. They get you in.
Not every time.
The majority of free-to-play games is they lure you in with a free game that you can enjoy for free if you want, which Killer Instinct is. You get the full game with one character.
It is extremely fragmented. It is extremely fragmented. You look at every other free-to-play game, especially like something like Rift, and Rift was subscription-based, so Rift is now free-to-play. I can go into that game and do everything in that game that I want free-to-play. There are no limitations. The same thing with, even if you want to talk gameplay-wise, and the majority of stuff when it comes to League, they give you 10 characters when you go to play, and they rotate the characters all the time. So you do essentially get an idea of how it is to play other characters. When you have a game like Killer Instinct, the way that it's doing it, and it's literally only giving you one character, it would be different where it would like give you a different character every once in a while, so at least you get to see what it's like. But it's so fragmented that you don't even get the chance because
you still get to experience the other characters by playing against them, playing online against them.
That's great, but
don't get to play them yourself, but you get to experience them.
Not realizing with this is that we have established free-to-play rule sets, quote-unquote, if you will,
okay,
for RPGs. We have them for MOBAs. We have them for FPS. Like this is a very normal thing because it's that style of game inherently has a proper free-to-play profitable model to it. The only thing that's just entering the fray for that now is fighters. This is the first time for fighters.
Look at what's the game that just came out on PlayStation? Tekken. What the fuck's the name?
Tekken Tag 2 Ultimate Turbo Arcade.
No, whatever the free-to-play one that came out on PlayStation.
And it does the same thing.
Where you only got like two characters, but you can buy more characters. You get the full game free-to-play, but you only get two characters. You got to buy the rest. Because how else are they going to monetize that game?
Well,
it's either locking characters or locking modes.
Stuff that could be completely cosmetic, like how we were talking about earlier on in the podcast.
That's what they do with full retail games. That's what they do with Dead or Alive 5.
Okay.
You buy the game and then you buy the swimsuits for $5
The full retail version of this game, if it was a full retail game, it would be $60.
Yeah.
But instead, it's only $40 if you were to buy the full retail. I'll tell you what. Because we talked about this and then I saw a news story. There is no story mode.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a ladder.
It's going to be a ladder. Which I'm okay with, and you know what? I'll probably pay $20 to have all the characters, because why the fuck not? But what they do have a system in place, too, for, let's say, Hater over here.
Don't even, because it's...
I'm kidding. But let's say you bought an Xbox One day one.
Okay.
And then your fiancé leaves you because you're not saving money. And you... Yeah, you're laughing.
Over there.
And then you hear, you really are happy with your decision, and you're playing with the one character. You're like, this game's fucking awesome. I'm gonna shell out $5. Which for those of you watching who don't know Huber that well, he never buys anything like this
ever.
He's had an iPhone and an Android phone for many, many years.
Never bought an app.
Does not pay for the... He doesn't like it.
No.
But this... you could pay, let's say you buy a character, you really like it, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna buy this character now. And you buy that. Now you got $10 and there's still four more characters to get.
Well, yeah. It's,
if you can actually, you can, as soon as you hit $20 in spending, they give you the $20 set.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are they, is that what they're doing?
Yeah. That there's they will not screw you.
Has that been confirmed?
That's very interesting.
I read that as a news story.
That's cool. That's cool.
That's very cool.
You can always make sure that you once you spend 20, you're good.
Yeah, I didn't know they were doing that. That is awesome. Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. I actually like that idea because there is certain things like, and there's other games where you could essentially like how I was saying before with League, if you were to essentially buy Riot points and you buy one of those like dinkier characters like Garen. Like the only one that I could play with, but he comes in those starter packs.
Back to League.
Well, no, but it makes sense because League, especially League, because League
we're
has
talk
what?
About how
much? 100
next,
some.
Oh, we forgot about Hex.
100 some characters or something like that.
Yeah,
they're definitely in triple digits, right?
We forgot about Hex and Dark Souls.
I said
no,
Dark
you guys
Souls
mentioned
at the
Dark Souls at the very.
I know, but I wanted to.
We're sponsored by Dark Souls,
but anyway, there's a ton of characters in League. Okay, but I wish that there was something in place where it's like, okay, I spend a certain amount of Riot points or whatever. And instead of just getting Garen, I'm paying for just Garen, that they give me the pack and be like, oh, well, there's this pack that costs this much, and we're not going to fuck you over like that.
Well,
like, I have to
something
respect
that. I
that.
Like, because every convention, they usually have a new skin that you can get, right?
Yeah.
If you don't own the character, but you get the skin, they give you the character with the skin.
Right.
You can only play that skin.
Right,
but
still.
You still get the character for free, which is cool. Because the last convention they gave out, it was one card with two skins on it. And I was like,
yeah.
So, Chrome Rammus.
Is it the same whoop that Chris gave free to play?
Yeah, I'll still.
The reason why
I whooped free to play is games like Rift, and it's games like
you weren't playing Rift. You weren't playing the Rift.
But it's the premise of it. I can go into that game, and I am not limited to what I can do. And if I want to pay money, I can pay money. Like. And I understand where you're coming from. Yes,
okay,
it's one character.
Don't forget, that game didn't launch like that.
I understand that. But
that
now
game
it
launched,
that game launched
as
in
a retail.
Now it is. Now it is.
Okay, but it didn't launch like that.
But
Killer Instinct is launching as this free-to-play model. You can't compare the two. It's not fair to compare them like that. Rift launched as a retail game
different genres.
With a subscription.
Okay.
You can't compare that to Killer Instinct, which is releasing as a free-to-play fighter.
I understand this. All I'm saying is the free-to-play games that I whoop are the ones that do not limit you whatsoever. That's what I whoop.
How do the companies make money, though?
For the people that are really into the game that end up buying the stuff. If you make a good game, people are going to play it. And those people that enjoy that good game are going to put money into it because they want to help the game progress better.
What,
and they want
RPGs
to reward.
Have launched as true free to play. Have launched as free to play.
Have launched?
Because the only free to play games I know that have launched as free to play have launched as no subscription.
They're not very good so far that
I mean, like well known games, they weren't. They're free to play. Month to month, but you had to buy them at retail, or you had to buy them
Guild
to start
Wars
stuff
too.
Like Guild Wars,
Diablo.
Age of Conan was subscription.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought that was free to play.
I played it when it came out.
Subscription.
Yeah, most of them are subscription. Even WildStar coming out is going to be subscription based, but they're doing a thing with the.
I know Elder Scrolls is going to be subscription.
Well, yeah, and this, you can make enough
just
in the game.
Just cut me off, everybody. Just cut me off.
You can make
this
enough in
the
game.
King of cutting people
right.
off.
I know. I'm just,
that's
I'm
what I'm
just
doing it to,
out
I'm
that
doing
we
it to him.
All do it. We all do it. No one's
you can
limiting.
Make enough in the game to pay for your subscription. Like you can sell items. You can earn in-game currency
yeah,
to pay for your subscription.
I know Eve does that too, but there's nothing really big RPG-wise that launches as free to start, free to play from then on.
Flee to flirt.
So keep the fact that you keep going back to Rift is unfair to pretty much every other game you're trying to compare.
I don't.
WoW,
I don't,
WoW
free
has
to play.
A free to play component to it too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's limited.
It's limited to a level, but that you can still go anywhere.
My whole thing is I don't care if I have
it's
to wait.
Go completely soon too.
I don't care if I have to wait. Actually, no, wait a minute. No, I could tell you one that launched free-to-play right off the bat. Huh. Neverwinter.
Yeah, but nobody plays it.
Yeah, they do, actually.
It sucks.
I actually played it for a little while, and I enjoyed it.
It's garbage.
Only reason why I don't continue to play it is because I found Rift. And Diablo. But what I'm trying to get at is, I don't care if I have to wait for a game to become free-to-play. The reason why I whoop-whoop free-to-play is it's those games where I am not limited. Yes, it's not from launch. However, as it stands right now, I can go into Rift, and I can play it, and I'm not limited. I can go into Team Fortress 2, and I can play that game, and I'm not limited. There are games that exist that are free-to-play that you are not limited
to
what
you
can do.
They, a lot of the reason why these people went free-to-play is because there are people who spend money on it. If everybody went in with your mentality of, well, it's free, I just get to play it, we wouldn't have games.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's great. And I'm not the only person that feels that way. I know I'm not the only person that plays these games and doesn't spend a fucking dime. I know I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're not.
And there's people that will pay it, and that's what keeps the game afloat.
Yeah, I'm the reason why these games are kept afloat, because I spend all of my money.
Chris, we know you're not the only cheap asshole out there.
Right. Hey, yeah. There's a difference between being cheap and being broke. I'm broke. It's a huge difference. All right, we went off on a way too big of a tangent off of that email, because we're like 20 minutes over.
Chris? Killer Instinct is it's only $20.
I told you after I have seen it, because I got to watch.
How much is Killer Instinct?
$20.
I got to watch people play it. They used they only had three characters. They had Jago, Glacius.
That's not enough. I won't play it.
They had Jago. They had Jago, Glacius, and Saberwolf.
Too much money.
Jago, Glacius, and Saberwolf. They played it on an IMAX screen.
Nice.
It was fucking awesome. It looked ridiculous. To be honest, my first impressions of the game, and I'm not like, please don't just fucking turn around and be like, you fucking hate this game. It looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
It did. It looked absolutely gorgeous. And honestly, I couldn't pay attention to what was going on in the fighting because I was looking at everything else.
Did it have all the spark effects on?
Yeah.
Because I had to turn that off on Planet Side because it was...
Oh my God.
It's the GPU physics.
But
Have you seen the spark effects in Planet Side when I turned them on?
Oh my God. Dude, yeah, we were sitting there like...
Everything that happens in the game is like showering sparks everywhere.
So you
it
can't
got to the point
it.
Where I couldn't see anything because there's so many explosions just going off. I'm like,
but
oh
no,
my
it's,
God.
Especially in a game like a fighter, it's almost too polished. I'm like, it looks great, but like the backgrounds and everything that's going on and the animations and the clashing effects, it's
you
like,
know what?
I almost couldn't
Huber.
Like... I almost
giving,
couldn't follow it
you,
along.
You're going to be on Killer Instinct review duty.
God, all right. Whatever.
He needs to be the one.
Whatever. I mean, trust me, I'm well-versed in the previous versions, so I would give a fair review.
Before we end, we got to cut you off here. Before we end,
no,
this
we
is
it's rude to cut people off, Joe.
Well, no, we have to. We are so
we're
long
so
right
over.
Now.
Yeah.
This is the final week to send in your Rock Band 4 submissions.
Yes.
Next week's episode, we will be picking a winner. So you have. Are we recording on Wednesday next week?
No, I'm coming back Wednesday, and I won't be
so
before
on Thursday. Okay.
So we're recording on Thursday next week. So you have until Wednesday night to get your submissions in,
which I believe is the 4th.
So if anybody is actually listening to this...
I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah, it's the 4th.
Yep.
That's when the Ultimate Fighter starts. I'm a nerd!
Oh my God. I'm supposed to have surgery on 3rd, but I think I'm pushing it back a little.
And Always Sunny. That's when Always Sunny starts again. Ooh. And the League.
League? I'm going to go home.
The League of Legends.
Dude, we should make a parody show.
Oh God, I got
oh my
you
God,
started
no.
the
again.
The League of Legends.
I got you started.
Have you seen? Have you seen some of just the stupid memes people have done for League?
Jesus Christ!
I don't want to.
Like Jarvan.
Who are we
at his
playing
party.
This week?
Jesus Christ!
Who are we
this
playing
is your
this week?
Final
oh,
week to get submissions
God.
In.
Who are we playing this week? Also, in those same submissions, make sure to send us ideas for the Game Olympics. we'll give something out. Something we don't know what.
Well, I'm probably gonna have lots of pack swag. So
pack swag.
Well, we're probably not doing the Game Olympics until after you're healed from your next surgery.
Yeah, but you know what? As long as it's not Kinect based, then I'll be fine.
Can we? I'll all right. When somebody submit one arm push ups to the competition, please.
Fuck you.
I lose.
I win.
I still might be able to win. I just use the other arm. For now,
I definitely lose.
Yeah, but it sucks if you fall over. You're gonna fall on that
on the
shoulder.
Oh,
all right, we're gonna play some Maze Dude this week.
Maze Dude,
yes. Chris Getman. He's an awesome dude, and he does crazy, crazy electronic, just wackiness. Like, most of his songs never sound the same.
Sweet. Also, BT Dub, I really enjoyed the song that you played for me last week. I listened into it, and I'm a fan.
Blur.
Oh, we have a guest.
Oh, my God. Is UPS finally here?
Wow. Okay. Well, that, I guess that means we're out.
Peace. Yes.
Thank you.
He keeps looking at me and laughing, and I'm like, what does this kid want? And he keeps looking at me, and he's like, and he just kind of like leans back. He's like, and pulls out his receipt. He's like, and kind of like slaps it. It's like, Madden Man, 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 Madden Man,